Ram tanning, closely resembling a riot, was the process known as ram tanning, a method of expressing indignation for which the county of Lincoln was rather notorious, particularly in the Fenlands. If a person had committed some act of which the other villagers disapproved, they would congregate near his house, making a terrible noise by beating with sticks, tins, cans, buckets and kettles, playing mouth organs, booing, shouting and singing, and on occasions would light a bonfire and burn an effigy of the person who had incurred their displeasure. This was carried on for a number of nights in succession. The last known instance of ram tanning occurred on the 15th of February 1928 at Quadring Fen. Constable Thomas Jukes had been posted to Gosberton a short time before this date, and on the 14th of February 1928 he was amazed to find a ram tan going on at Quadring Fen. He made inquiries and learned that a woman was being ram tanned because she was alleged to have made remarks scandalising her neighbours, and to have written scurrilous statements about a young lady in the village. Constable Jukes did not interfere on that night, but on the following night he went back to the fen with his superintendent, inspector, sergeant and another constable. The ram tanning was again in progress and the police took action. It was estimated that between 30 and 40 persons were present, and on the 22nd of February 1928, 23 of them appeared before the court at the Sessions House, Boston, charged with disorderly conduct. Contrary to the county bylaws, for the defence it was stated that ram tanning was perhaps the only survival of mob law which existed in this country. Five of the defendants gave evidence on oath that they had not been present and were dismissed. The other defendants were fined 5 shillings each and witness costs, or 7 days imprisonment in default. One man, who was charged with aiding and abetting the others by allowing them to be in his garden, was fined 10 shillings, or 7 days imprisonment in default. As far as is known, there have been no further cases of this nature since 1928, and although it may appear that it was a victory for the police, it is believed the ram tanners had the last laugh. It is understood that after the court proceedings, they ran a whist drive which raised sufficient money to pay their fines and also the cost of the bus which they had hired to take them to court.